one would think that it's musical and it seems lyrical and all of that, but sort of having to unlearn, I'm not used to just sort of, in dance it's more like walking where you just transfer your weight, but in skating you're constantly pushing and moving forward into, like, ahead of yourself because of the forward motion of skating.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're going backwards, then your body is still always forward. And it does not translate for dancing, because the minute your body starts moving in those directions, your turns take way longer, or and you get off balance. So I'm trying to remember that I'm not trying to make an Olympic sport out of this, which is, you know, what I've been trying to do for the last 50 years of my life in ice skating. So it's just, it's so, the balance and the turning is so different. I keep falling over, but anyway.
Have you reached the point where you look in the mirror and say, what did I get myself into?
I mean, I have a couple of times I've thought about it. It's like, how can I possibly be this dumb? And when my coach or trainer, just Tristan, just says, just step forward. Just step forward. No, don't push forward. Don't glide forward. Just push forward. And sometimes I just feel like such a dummy. So, I am questioning what I've gotten myself into. But it's fun. I just feel it should be not quite as complicated as this.
How'd you get into this?
You know, I've been a fan of the show for a long time, and I thought, oh, that might be kind of fun to do. And, I came out and saw a couple of dancers compete, skaters, mm-hmm. and then I didn't think much more of it. And then this year, I was on my skating tour, Stars on Ice,
mm-hmm.
and I got a call, and I had about 2 days to decide, and I still had shows left, and I just thought, oh, I don't think I got time to be able to get ready and to do this. And so then I realized, I've always thought it would be fun to sort of learn from the best people, and and so why not? So I said yes. So I guess the good thing is I didn't have too much time to think about it, because I would probably have reasoned, myself, oh, maybe not this time, maybe mm-hmm. next time, also knowing that they would probably never ask me another time. So
We consider you one of us here in Baltimore. You've lived here for years, and you're
well,
one of us. But
because I'm one of you, I consider myself one of you too. But I know Jacoby Jones.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You'd have the whole city behind you, unified, and then you have to go up against Jacoby Jones.
I didn't have anything to do with it, and I'm sorry, because I'm a huge fan of Jacoby's.
Have you met him yet on the dance floor?
I met him briefly at one of the promo shoots. But I don't think he ever knew anything about me or ice skating. I don't blame him.
A little off his radar.
So long
ago.
Huh?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun season, and we wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much.
And anytime you want to check in with us and just vent or tell us how it's going, we'll be more than happy to talk to you.
Okay. I miss some of my Baltimore gang. I miss them all. A couple of my women friends are coming out here, so at least maybe I can have some of my girlfriends on my side.
I'm sure you're going to have plenty of support. Dorothy Hamill, Dancing with the Stars. We're waiting for you to bring home that trophy.
Well, thank you. We'll have fun doing whatever it is I end up doing, but it'll be great. And thanks for your support.